says the following: Omer Yivarchucha Tovim Harezo Derech Haminos. That only the good ones should bless God. This is a form of heresy because we believe that, for example, the Gemara in Christos tells us that anytime we have a fast day, the Jewish people need to go out of their way, like we say before Yom Kippur, Anu Matirin Lispalel Im HaAvaryonim, and we learn this from the Ketores, which is very much part of this week's Parasha Tetzaveh. The Parasha concludes with the Mizbeach HaKetores, because the Ketores has the Chalbana spice, which independently has a very unpleasant or even offensive aroma, but in the context of the Klal, of the group, of spices, so it takes on a different character. And that's the reason we include, and we must include, poshim, bichlal, tanios. Al ken tzipor yagiu rachamecha, that somebody says that God had mercy on the mother bird. So, the Gemara explains that there's a perspective here. The Rambam says we don't have paskin like this perspective, but the perspective is that osim izotzav shal kadosh baruch hu rachamim ve'enan el gzeros, that God decrees we shouldn't, pretend that we can figure out the reason for mitzvahs. The Rambam, the Ramban, the Sefer HaChinuch all disagree strongly with that. They believe that very much there are reasons for each and every mitzvah, and that we should try to understand as many of them as we can. We should try to identify them. So we're just doing our Mishnayos, and then number 10 is on the way. Thank you so much. Number 10 is in the car. Al ken tzipor yagiu rachamecha ve'al tov yizachar shemecha, that God should only be associated with good things. So we would say about that, or modim modim, a person who identifies two different rishuyos, mishatkino, so we would silence the person. Amechane ba'arayos, mishatkino, so omer mizarachal lo titen la'abra l'molech, umizarachal lo titen la'abra bar miyusa, mishatkino, oso benezifo. We silence this person if he says that it means that your child shouldn't marry a non-Jewish woman, which is important, but the pasuk itself has a different meaning, namely that a person should not hand over their children for the idolatrous worship of Molech. So the last Mishnah in Masechta Megillah, it's always nice to finish another Masechta, we'll make the Siyum on Shalosh Shudis Shabbos. Maisa Ruven Nikrav Lo Metargim. The story of Ruven, we don't want to embarrass Ruven, so we read it, but we don't explain it, so that, again, when the masses didn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, we wouldn't want to be Mivaza Ruven. Maisa Tamar Nikro Metargim, the story of Tamar, can be translated. There's nothing derogatory about it. Maisa Egel Harishon, Nikro Metargim. That is important enough to teach us the lesson of the Jewish people's involvement in the Egel Azav, Asheni, but the part where Moshe comes down the mountain and says to Aaron, what in the world went on here? Nikro Velo Metargim, that's out of kavod for Aaron HaKohen, that we don't want to embarrass him and be Metargim his worst moment. Birkas Kohanim, Maisa David Va'amnon, Lo Nikroin Velo Metargim, because we don't want to embarrass David in the case of Amnon. Birkas Kohanim, the Pasuk says, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha, we don't want to create a situation where people think that God plays favorites, because as the Gemara says, it's only reasonable and fair that God should favor the Jewish people because we go out of our way for God, so it's actually a form of fairness. The context is that we are obligated by the Torah to say Birchas Hamazon ve'achaltav sevatav ve'achal Hashem elkecha arz atova asher nasan lach, but we were machmir on ourselves from Sviya to Kizayis and Kibetza. We went out of our way for Hashem, so Hashem goes out of His way for us. In Maftirin b'Merkava, Rabbi Yehuda Matir, and of course this is our psak that we do read the Ma'aseh Merkava as a Haftorah. Rabbi Elazar Omer in Maftirin b'Hoda Yerushalayim. These are psukim in Yechezkel, which speak about the terrible sins of Yerushalayim. So out of kavod to Yerushalayim, we don't read that according to Rabbi Elazar. We don't paskin in accordance with that view. Okay, so that's the conclusion of Masechta Megillah. We'll hold it up here.